Chapter 28, Equality. Of the original 11 children Connor had seen in Baltimore, only 3 were girls. In Vienna, Asperger's original observations led him to believe the condition was exclusively male, like testicular cancer might be considered today. He had seen over 200 children, and every single one of them was a boy. This discrepancy between females and males was something entirely new, apparently never observed before in medical history. Modern calculations put the ratio at 4 boys for every 1 girl, but even that proportion would have triggered bewilderment as to why females seemed so protected from the condition. As mental illness became more prevalent in the 1800s, record-keeping improved, and by scanning the reports of mental institutions of that era, it's possible to gain a clear picture of the conditions and maladies people were suffering from. In 1845, a French physician compiled a thorough account of the asylums and institutions throughout his country, noting, quote, "In the hospital of Bedlam, among 9,874 deranged persons, the women numbered but 100 more than the men," end quote. Other statements affirm this ratio. Quote, "In 1813, the prefect of the Department of the Seine ordered an enumeration of all the insane, then in the public and private houses of Paris. He found the number of females to be greater by 1/4. In Massachusetts, an 1855 report examined the gender proportions amongst its mentally ill populations and found, quote, "one male lunatic in 442 and one female lunatic in 413, a nearly even amount. Other accounts in the early 1900s featured the same pattern. If anything, there were more females occupying the asylums and mental hospitals than males. This balance of male to female patients has continued to this day. According to the World Health Organization, quote, "there are no marked gender differences in the rates of severe mental disorders like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder that affect less than 2% of the population," end quote. At that time, many of the children sent to mental institutions were referred for problems like skipping school, violent behavior in class, or refusal to obey their teachers, behaviors currently thought to be the exclusive domain of the testosterone-driven male. One would expect the gender population amongst mental institutions to lean male, if anything. However, throughout accounts from the 1800s to the 1900s, males and females appeared to be evenly represented. In an attempt to understand this disparity, Asperger allowed a candid moment of confusion and introspection into his account we would never see today. Quote, "While we have never met a girl with the fully fledged picture of autism, we have, however, seen several mothers of autistic children whose behavior has decidedly autistic features. It is difficult to explain this observation. It may be only chance that there are no autistic girls among our cases, or it could be that autistic traits in the female become evident only after puberty. We just do not know." As the search for a genetic cause for autism had quickly reached a dead end, and parents continued to appear with affected children, Asperger's claim about mothers would soon take on profound significance.